It's Bay Area Cares with Billy Vidal, here to talk to my friends from the Downtown SF Partnership, here to talk to us about their efforts and initiatives to activate downtown San Francisco. I'm here with Robbie and Melissa. Let me know what you guys have going on.
Sure. Again, I'm Robbie Silver, Executive Director of the Downtown SF Partnership. And then joining with me is Melissa Buckminster, who's our Director of Marketing and Communications. And we are a 501c3 nonprofit that provides supplemental and enhanced services to Financial District and Jackson Square above and beyond what the city provides. So that involves supplemental cleaning and safety services on the streets and sidewalks, but more importantly, we are very, very focused on placemaking, economic development, and downtown recovery efforts.
So what are your biggest challenges right now with the recovery of the downtown business areas?
Yeah, no doubt our biggest challenge, as a downtown, is how much the work from home culture has changed the economic makeup, not only of San Francisco, but, you know, downtowns all around the country. And we're all experiencing it at certainly different levels. So, you know, without critical mass of bodies downtown coming back to work, our businesses, especially our small mom and pop restaurants, retail shops, continue to struggle throughout this post-pandemic. But we're pivoting, I think, in a very, very positive way. And I think there's great things happening in downtown, because we're all working together to figure out how can we reimagine downtown San Francisco that's more inclusive, that's more diverse, and, you know, really doing events and activations to bring our own San Francisco residents, you know, downtown. So, you know, prior to the pandemic, the Financial District was very 9-to-5.
Right.
And people who live in San Francisco who may not, you know, work downtown didn't really have a reason to come down here except for work. So as an organization, we're very focused on doing placemaking events beyond the 9-to-5 hours to try to change the narrative that, yes, downtown is struggling, but it's actually very clean, very safe down here, and there's things to do.
So you said events and activations. Do you have something planned right now? Are you guys working on a big event to bring people downtown?
Sure. So we host several signature events throughout the year. And of course, again, the idea isn't that any of these single events will be the silver bullet that fixes, you know, downtown and we're back at 100%, you know,
right,
pre-COVID levels of foot traffic and economic development. But having this steady beat of events and activations gives folks a reasons to come downtown.
Right.
And helps them understand that there are things to do here. And not only are there things to do here, but it's also clean and safe. So we're fighting that perception of that negative perception of downtown. And so our next event coming up is one of my favorite events that we host all year. And it is called Drag Me Downtown. It is a series of pop-up drag shows.
Oh, I love it.
That will be hosted at a different local business every Thursday throughout the month of June. And that will be every Thursday throughout June from 5 to 7 p.m. This year, we are also really excited to add an addition to Drag Me Downtown, and that is the Queer History Tour and Sing-Along. That will be on June 27th. At 3:30, right before that day's drag performance at One Market Restaurant. So we are partnering with the GLBT Historical Society and Sister Roma of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to host this fantastic double-decker bus tour around downtown San Francisco. I know quite often when we think of the LGBTQ+ community in San Francisco, first place people think of is the Castro.
Right.
Well, we want to highlight the fact that there are a lot of lesser known sort of undercover history, if you will, all throughout the city, but especially downtown.
Right.
And as we sort of reimagine how downtown is used, who it's used by, and when it's used, it's really important to highlight, you know, that downtown has always been inclusive and a place for people to express themselves freely.
So if I wanted to get more information about these events or how to participate, how would I find that info out?
Yeah, you can check out downtownsf.org. You'll find more information about Drag Me Downtown, but also all of our other upcoming events for the year and really any other happenings that are occurring in the financial district in Jackson Square.
Are these free events?
Sure. So Drag Me Downtown is free and open to the public. However, there is a pre-registration option for folks that want to ensure that they receive their complimentary Drag Me Downtown swag. And that is a $10 cover fee.
Gotta have the swag. We gotta have the swag.
Of course, you gotta have the swag. You want your rainbow boa, right? You want your rainbow fan. Like, you gotta get the swag.
Right.
And not only will you get the super fun pride swag, but all of the funds raised through the pre-registration will actually benefit our nonprofit partner this year, which is San Francisco's transgender district. So we're super excited to be partnering with them.
Very, very exciting. So once again, they want to get information, they go to downtownsf.org.
Correct.
Melissa, Robbie, thank you so much for joining us on Bay Area Cares today. You guys are awesome. And once again, downtownsf.org to get more information.
Thank you.